It's music time in Africa. Hi, I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is Music Time in Africa, coming to you on the Africa service of the Voice of America. This is VOA's special weekly program that brings you the best in popular and traditional music from different parts of Africa. The music we have for you has been selected and prepared for us by my colleague, your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. We're here in our studios on Independence Avenue, which is downtown in the heart of our nation's capital here in Washington, D.C., in the USA. We're happy to be with you, friends, and hope you'll stay and simply enjoy the music. And now from Botswana, the Defense Force Dance Band with track one from their compact disc titled I'll Keep Searching for Music. This is Mapula, composed and sung by Michael Mareki. Ota Matsa Matsa Mapula, composed and sung by Michael Mareki, with Botswana's Great Defense Force Dance Band, the A Group. And our special thanks to the group's music director for sending the CD for our program. It's good music, and that's the way we like it here on Music Time in Africa. We're coming to you from Washington, D.C. in the USA, and you're listening to the Voice of America. Right now we're going to introduce a very special friend, an unusually talented young lady with a distinguished musical career. I need to take that again, Leo. I was stopped up, but that music was under me, so what do you want to do? Right now, we're going to introduce a very special friend, an unusually talented young lady with a very distinguished musical career, Ms. Gwen Moten Pinto. She's a concert and theatrical artist, a Broadway performer, and currently the music director of the famous Newark Boys Chorus School. Newark is the largest city in the state of New Jersey here in the U.S., and the school's choral group has earned the recognition as Newark's musical ambassadors. Under the direction of Gwen Moten Pinto, the chorus has traveled to Japan, Europe, and not too long ago, performed here in Washington, D.C. A number of times, she's appeared on the famous Cosby Show on television, and I blew that line again. Let me take that from under the direction. Yeah, okay, I heard, blew it, take two. Under the direction of Gwen Moten Pinto, the chorus has traveled to Japan, Europe, and not too long ago performed here in Washington, D.C. at the White House and for President Clinton's inauguration. Gwen has appeared a number of times on the famous Cosby Show on television, and we also learned that she was a featured performer with Harry Belafonte during his international concert tours. Well, friends, Gwen is now in Botswana doing what she does best, conducting and singing. And we know she's there. She's listening now to this program with all of her friends. And just before she left for Africa, Gwen came to visit our music man. And here they are now, still talking about the music.
Gwen, this is a really pleasure for us to have you here with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
And especially now that you're going to be going to our favorite continent, especially to Botswana. Gwen, how did you get it? Involved in music first as a career?
I became involved as a career simply because I enjoyed music as a child, and I was gifted with the singing voice, and I was able to sing around the country in the churches as I was growing up.
Where was this?
This was in the South, Southern United States, starting in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I sang in the churches, and it became exposed through the churches to a lot of music, singing in particularly, and choir directing and singing in choirs. And then I grew up to go to school as a music education major with emphasis in opera. And through that, I traveled through Europe and studied there. And I decided that my career should be in music somehow.
How wonderful. I'm sure your family encouraged you. Did they have a musical background also?
Only in that my mother sang, my grandmother sang, so there was music around and in the church, and there was a great deal of support. Certainly, I would not have been a part of my life in the music area if it had not been for the support of my mother and father and other family members.
Yes. And your main schooling was down south, right?
Yes, most of the schooling was down south, at music school there, conservatory and college there, and studying abroad. And then I came to the East and studied at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts and then studied theater and participated in Broadway shows and studied privately voice and piano and theater.
And you were even on the... I understand, in the Cosby Show.
Yes, I participated in the Cosby Show a couple of times, in fact, covering roles and being a part of the production. Yes.
Because, as you know, the Cosby Show is well-known even throughout Africa and with their television series.
Yes.
And also Harry Belafonte.
Oh, yes, that was a wonderful time in my life. I happen to have been a music copyist. Mm-hmm. I copied music and transcribed it for the instruments and for the singers for Harry a number of years. Mm-hmm. And I was also doing Broadway. And it happened that one year he needed another singer. He knew that I sang, but he mostly knew me as a copyist. And he asked me if I would participate as a singer for one year. And certainly I was happy to do that. And through Harry, I traveled all over Europe and in Canada, and I must say it was a wonderful experience.
It sure.
Yes.
Very much so. Also, I'd like to talk about the Boys Choral Group.
Yeah.
It's called the
Newark Boys Chorus.
Right.
I have been the director there for 6 years. I was recommended to come on as director of the chorus 6 years ago, and I have enjoyed it tremendously since.
They're internationally famous.
They are internationally famous. Even before I got there, they were internationally famous. In fact, this year they celebrate their 25th year as a school. The chorus began 2 years earlier, and they're grades 4 through 8. The concert chorus, which is the international traveling chorus, is 6th, 7th, and 8th grade boys, and we traveled in the United States last year, Czechoslovakia, Japan. They've been to Italy performing for the Pope, China, the White House twice. So it's a wonderful organization, choral group, and a fantastic school for which these inner city boys attend. And I must say, they go on, all of them go to high school, and 97% go on to college, a wonderful percentage for an inner city school.
I think what we will do right now, we're going to play some of their music.
Great.
Okay?
Yes.
We'll play a recording by the Newark Boys Choral Group. You know that I remember seeing the group during the inauguration here. Last inauguration for President Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Did you travel with the group when they did?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We traveled.
I'll start with last year. We traveled to Czechoslovakia in Prague. Mm-hmm. We were there a couple of weeks. We sang throughout the city of Prague and near areas. We have traveled to Japan together. We were invited for an international music festival, of which we were the only English-speaking group there, sponsored by one of the large newspapers and by UNICEF International and Tokyo Disneyland. And we were there 2 years, and boys got to visit Disneyland for a day free, anything they wanted. So that was the highlight of their tour there. And we performed in Nara, Tokyo, Osaka. Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful experience for them there also. I must say, we are somewhat unique in that we don't specialize in a type of music. Mm-hmm. We specialize in variety. Mm-hmm. So the boys are exposed and perform all types, from classical to contemporary classical, to popular music, to Broadway, and certainly African music. That has been a staple in our repertoire since my coming 6 years ago. We always sing what is now called the African National Anthem, Nkosi Sikelel'. Africa, and we do that often because I think it's important for them to have a cross section of a culture, and we do African folk music, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. There is one song that the children love from South Africa. It's called Jabulani.
Mm-hmm.
If you say
song.
Yes, if you say Jabulu, you were saying we greet you, and and we use it with percussion instruments. So, yes, we do also use African music in our repertoire.
Now, going to Botswana, what will be the main thrust of your visit there?
As I see it, my main impetus is to be the choir director. Mm-hmm. And but beyond that is to exchange ideas and music from America, as well as learn the music of Botswana. The exchange of American music will certainly enlighten the participants in the camp, and the exchange of the music of Botswana will enlighten me so that I can bring that music, the indigenous music, back to the United States. So I see my position there as being actually an exchange person, helping by way of music.
I'd like to play this recording right now of some Botswana traditional music for you. And this is an orchestra of flutes. That, Gwen, is a typical flute orchestra from Botswana.
It's beautiful.
Okay. You'll be going to Botswana first.
Yes.
And then from Botswana, I believe you're going to go on into South Africa.
Yes. Now, so far, the itinerary is this. I've been fortunate to have been asked to give a public recital. I am a concert singer. And when I arrive in Botswana, I will give a public recital, vocal recital. After that is the camp. Now, there are friends, music friends in South Africa who have asked me to lecture and to sing in South Africa. So I am anticipating going to Zululand and to Durban to sing and to talk with interested musicians there.
And in Durban, you're going to see our friend,
yes,
Professor Kabi
Ngoma. Yes, yes. He's a wonderful person. We have exchanged ideas over the phone. Mm-hmm. We've talked quite often back and forth from South Africa to the United States, talking about what we'd like to see happen with music, with choral music in the United States and in South Africa. We've exchanged ideas about music programs. I've talked about my school, and he's implemented some of my ideas about my school with the school that he works there. And we have a wonderful rapport, and I will see him there, and we'll exchange ideas on the continent. I think this is a wonderful opportunity, not just for me, but a wonderful opportunity for people of my type, who can, an average citizen who can go across the waters and give ideas and receive ideas and then transplant them in our home countries. And then we start a tree. We plant the seeds and the tree will grow from there.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Gwen Moten Pinto, music director and conductor of the famous Newark Boys Chorus School, a talented concert artist and singer, talking with our own music man before she left for Botswana. Well, we're fortunate to have here one of Gwen's own recordings, and this is one of the songs from the Broadway musical West Side Story. It's called There's a Place for Us. An absolutely beautiful voice. There's a place for us, a time and place for us, Hold My Hand, from the Broadway musical West Side Story, and just exceptionally sung here by our very special guest for this evening, Miss Gwen Moten Pinto, who is now in Botswana, and all our best wishes for her work and her travels there in Southern Africa, and of course for all of our listeners there in Botswana and South Africa. For you, we still have more music coming up right after this. Just a brief reminder, friends, that Voice of America's English to Africa service is on the air every day, 7 days a week, with the best in news and information from Africa and the rest of the world. And for the best in African music, of course, it's this program, Music Time in Africa, which comes to you each Sunday evening at 17:30 and again at 19:30 GMT. And remember, your comments are always welcome. And here's our address for corresponding. Simply mail your letters to Rita Rochelle, and I'll spell that for you. Rita is R-I-T-A. Rochelle is R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. The address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and our postal code is 20547, and of course that's here in the USA. Or you may choose to write to Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. Again, here's our favorite Botswana dance band, the Defense Force A Group Dance Band. And that's it, friends. Do hope you enjoyed this very special program. This was our first edition for this evening, but I'll be right back here along with my colleague, your VOA Music Man for Africa, Leo Sarkeesian, in exactly 1 hour and 30 minutes. So I recommend you just stay right there by your radio, because immediately following is a report of the latest news. I'm Rita Rochelle, and for now, as always, my love to all of you.